Hello and welcome back to Blacker Couch Reviews. I'm your host, Christina. We're back to discuss the fifth episode of Rick and Morty, Unmortricken, written by Al Bro Lundy and James Ciliano, directed by Jacob Hayer. I really enjoyed this episode. I gave it a 10 out of 10. We finally got a conclusion to Rick Prime's story arc, and it happened midway through the season. That was unexpected. I thought this was going to be something that continued on for multiple seasons, but we finally put this to bed, seemingly so. And now it's about what is the next step in Rick's life and his development. And I like that they are kind of getting away from some of the baggage that has been following Rick for 7 seasons now. So developing past that is going to be new and fun and exciting. And I'm really optimistic about how they approach different avenues in his continued growth throughout the season. I'm glad that they have kept him within himself, and now we have evil Morty, who is kind of a sassier version of Morty, but more confident, just as smart as Rick, if not smarter, also being in the mix. I think it can really go into some interesting directions. Wherever you're listening to this podcast, wherever good podcasts can be found, go down to the rating section, drop some stars, leave a review. My social media will be there as well. Like, share, subscribe. If you have feedback to add or want to send feedback on the next episode or any show that I am doing, blackercouch@gmail.com. So we start the episode with Evil Morty's backstory. After, once again, another adventure where I went up an ass, he has decided he's done with his version of Rick, who kind of jumps in his face about the fact that he threatens him with quitting their adventures. He gives in to him, pacifies him, says, oh, you're drunk once again, and starts to enact the plan for his own freedom. It starts with just, I think, revenge, making him his bitch, getting him to take other versions of themselves and hold them prisoner, killing those Ricks, getting the information that he needed to continue to be as smart as his nemesis before being taken away by the Citadel. Realizing he can infiltrate the Citadel, wins the election, and as we saw from last season, exits from the timeline in the curve where he is living in this dimension riddled with many other beings making their way there, including several versions of the Jetsons. I don't know if you've watched that show growing up. I certainly did. So that was pretty funny that several versions of themselves kept killing other versions. And even if they were successful in traveling the universe, it doesn't make the universe safe to travel to, which is something I feel as if the more naive dreamers of the world that love to go out in the universe don't take into account, like, you know, it's nothing to say that nothing can reach back, even if we haven't had any concrete evidence of aliens, in my humble opinion, despite what all the ancient alien shows try to tell us. His world ends up being threatened by Rick and Morty, our Rick and Morty, who is consolidating dimensions by merging them together to suss out Rick Prime. Kind of fucked up that they're shooting them in the head as soon as they get another decoy version. But he's looking for that good old-fashioned justice that I realize Morty, Evil Morty, has already been on this particular journey. He's been down this path, and then he realized that, hey, there is no satisfaction than the satisfaction of being alone. And that's what has garnered his peace. And I think for Rick, it's going to be the love of the family that, you know, if you think about it, he killed their version of himself. And he's living in the shadow of that, literally and rather figuratively, which is a bit of a mind fuck if you think about it very long, which Rick, being as smart as he is, does at the end of this episode, which causes a lot of trauma. But before we get to this point, Morty is trying to cheer him on, getting out of the basement. What do you say to him? Something about his mental health level is being judged lower, or his threshold is lower than his. Evil Morty shows up with other Morty saying, should I get the net? He's going to go get the net, and tells Rick that you're bugging me with this mission despite him not giving a fuck, which is why Rick was a fan of him to begin with. I like that he's smarter than Rick and looks down on Rick because he still sees only the version of him that is astronomically as selfish and cold as he himself is, with Rick being like, I was gonna. Because he tells him how he can change his device to be more efficient so that he can get to his target more effectively. So I love that dynamic that we're dealing with a Morty version that only wants to be left alone in the universe, but does feel as if he still has a connection to this universe. You think a douche that smug doesn't have a force field on? Smarty's like, should we just shoot him? It's hilarious because his Rick pushed him into becoming a version of that person who believes Rick is only concerned about him receiving credit for locating Rick Prime when they end up getting a version of him that looks quite like the Rick Prime they're looking for. However, impulsive Morty shoots him, causing them to be engulfed in a black squid liquid and placed into a box. To Rick's glee, who is happy that evil Morty is proven wrong before he dies.
Wrong, 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 wrong. Wrong, 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 wrong. You're wrong. You're wrong. You're wrong.
To his credit, evil Morty accepts that, you know, that's my fault. I should have killed you instead of talked to you. Because they were screaming at each other, you think you're better than me? God, I hope so. Rick comes to his conclusions because, not because he's doing the same thing I would do, it's because if you look behind you, there's a lot of Ricks that's also captured in the same space. Once again, hinting to evil Morty, we're not the same, or at least I'm not the same. And he knew that back then, though, when he actually cared about his Morty. Even though he's only one of two who's actually figured out how to time travel, dimension travel, whatever travel. But I would like to say he's one of three because we have evil Morty, who's not quite as evil as you think he is, but maybe he is. We don't know. But I do love Rick-splaining. Then the Indiana Jones version of Rick shows up. He killed my wife, we know. Once enough Ricks are apparently captured in this automated simulation, or one big fat Rick. Which he said, if you completed that round, you have some impressive cardio. Rick Prime explains, if you're seeing this, you're me, but less. You acted like you were better, so I killed your beloved Diane.
Are you fucking serious?
I will say, calling him dead wife guy, this seems like a pretty basic ass reason for being as evil as he is, other than no one can be better than me. And anyone who dares try, I'm going to enact vengeance against you, causing you to want to come after me. And I need to come up with creative ways in which to kill you. It sounds like a lot of self-loathing on a level where... You, or not even self-loathing, I'm sorry, megalomania, that's what I meant to say. at a level that is very high. Partially to devastate you, mostly so I only have to record one message. Not only has he killed Diane, but wiped her from all existence with this Omega device named after, or named from an inferior Rick, because he got the name from them. He sets the Rick upon each other, promising to reward the winner with their Diane. Rick is the only person to realize this is a lie. Still, death becomes them, with the last guy killed by Rick and Eva Morty because he didn't seem like the best version of Rick anyway. It's not even that you killed the other guy. You then wiped the glass with his blood using his body. Morty wanted to kill Eva Morty instead of work together because he can't stand him. But when he's confronted with the memory of Diane, unlike we've seen in previous seasons, it's not as raw. There's a maturity in Rick. He's not desperate to fall for anything to get her back. She can't be brought back. And he's aware of that and tries to tell the other guy, not by killing him, because he ends up shooting and killing himself because the bullet hits him in the head. Because he doesn't realize for the second time that you shouldn't shoot in a room that's sealed. He isn't thrown by the robot version of his wife either, who shouts insults at him like his dick smelled weird and he was terrible at eating pussy, which he doesn't deny despite it being hurtful because he was young. Morty didn't realize that Rick actually suffered the same fate of having his version erased from infinity. Rick is able to defeat the robot and resist the pull to take her to go. That line got me. You're going to take her to go? And then she blows up. Oh. They escape just in time, tweaking their guns in full confidence, both Evil Morty and our Rick, back to Rick's lab, where the goop finally pinpoints where Rick Prime is located. And he plans to wipe him from the universe, but not before trying to shoot Evil Morty again, hoping his force field will just be down. Morty said, "You can leave now," but it's Rick who leaves to kill his nemesis, and Morty is not allowed to come. He tells Evil Morty, "Don't get in my way." Rick out. Evil Morty disregards the orders to not interfere, but tells Morty if they don't stop him, he may actually kill himself next, and then there's that device. So he says, "Come with me or don't, I don't care." And Morty thinks about it for a moment with the portal closing. He's like, "I took a heroic step forward." I love this "oh shit" too. But Evil Morty is trying to warn Rick in this moment, you know, you're going down a path that's not going to give you what you want. He threatens Evil Morty once they get to, no, not Evil Morty, Evil Rick Prime. They get to his lab. He sends his car to handle the backup, but she's put in front of him. Like, "I can see why you hate this guy." Because she said, "If you leave, I'm taking all your stuff." And he points out, which is true, that the voice of the spaceship is the same voice actress as his wife. He's like, "Oh, you're so sentimental." And he threatens to erase the whole family from infinity since he didn't learn his lesson, starting with his uncle Slow Mobius, which we didn't know was his uncle. It even hurts Rick Prime to do so. I will say, Morty saying he picked the worst time to use his powers. It just made his death slower.
Go. Go. Bring all your white people with you. Because y'all niggas gotta exit right now.
You saw Grandpa crying. You gonna throw out that that zinger at that moment. More epic fighting until Evil Morty is able to outsmart Rick Prime while Rick looks dead as all get out. He did not win that fight. And Evil Morty says, "You two punks stay here," and takes Rick Prime to be hooked up or have his brain hooked up to some cables so that evil Morty, without any empathy, erases his backups, takes the schematics for the machine, and chooses not to end all the Ricks because he only wants to be left alone. And by killing Rick, he only enacts another round of vengeful family members. It's kind of like The Expanse. You kill one person, but that's not who you kill, because he may have friends, he may have family that'll come after you later. Which I do like how they handled in the after credit scene. It was rather wholesome and not crazy like their after credit scenes tend to be. And it speaks of what is the cost of revenge versus the cost of forgiveness. One could argue, Rick, you discovered a new family. You know, you have this version of Morty. Maybe just let this person go. But he needed and he chose to go after him. And so Evil Morty allowed him to, and I think smugly wanted him. And I'm starting to wonder if that's gonna be the ending. Evil Morty and our Rick, which I don't really want it to be, because I think he fits where he belongs because of the things that has happened to him. That I don't want him to just be with Morty alone, and that's how it is when he doesn't have to be and there are people who love and care about him. But he's resuscitated and allowed to complete his mission by killing Rick Prime, and he beat him to death. No weapons involved, just his fists. And the man taunted him the whole entire time that he essentially took his life and would have become him if he hadn't gotten into his garage first, but he did, and now you're basically living in echoes from my original life. You don't even have a life of your own. But he still continues to kill him. And when he comes out, the other evil Morty's kind of like, oh, so was that satisfying for you? Did you feel better? Yeah, that's what I thought. Morty asks, is he alive? That's not alive, an alive amount of blood.
He did.
Yep.
Amen.
I know.
He did.
For sure.
Amen.
Amen.
Evil Morty leaves Swift, don't come after me, it won't go well, and admits this rig is a little different and that that could be useful one day. Despite saying he's okay, as soon as that music came on, it's clear Rick is traumatized.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping.
That is definitely suicidal Rick music. And despite appearing normalized, it's clear that he's not coming back to the family who have moved on from what he has not mentally moved on from. In the after credit scene, Mobius's wife, when her children don't even recall their father, too decides to go on a revenge mission, but ends up meeting someone, falling in love, they get married, and she gives up her quest for vengeance and decides to have a happy life. And that is certainly can be a very healthy turn to events, because you can't avenge everyone. And sometimes, you know, people are lost to us in ways that aren't fair, but we're still here. And the people that we care about, or they cared about, are still here. So we owe it to ourselves to continue to live and live lovingly in this very limited time we have on this, in this existence anyway. So with that, I'm going to wrap up this podcast. Quite depressive, but slightly poignant message at the end. If you want to send feedback, once again, blackercouch@gmail.com, or you can leave a comment below. My social media will be there as well. Like, share, subscribe. Until the next time, peace, hair grease, and blacker magic.